Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering
the Adult Zone.
With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Well.
Good evening, Black Reporter.
Yes, it is.
Here.
You got your can of Lysol handy?
I do, and I got my wipes. I got my wipes. I got my snot tissue. I got all that.
Okay.
All right, folks.
I got my, yeah, same here.
All right, folks. Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio's The Adult Zone. You have now entered, and you don't want to get too close because we're boasting.
Yeah, that's why we're talking about Lysol and wipes and everything else.
Right, over the weekend I caught me a cold, and Black Reporter has already been under the weather, so this shall be an interesting show. I don't know, the coughing and the sneezing seem to be out of control. You might hear me sniffles a little bit, but, you know, we're going to keep it moving.
Yeah, we got a lady work with. Be nice to her, folks. We got a lady working here with one nostril.
Right. We got one nostril working. We going to get it working. We're going to get it together. So how was your weekend, Black Reporter?
Actually, I'm starting to feel a little bit better. I guess you can folks can tell I'm better by the sound of my voice and everything, because the way my voice sounded last week and a few days before, y'all could tell I wasn't feeling that great. So, anyway, I was trying to drag myself to call myself being normal, but no, I was nowhere near. So, but that's what happens when you have an infection. Yeah.
Lazy
now.
Huh?
Lazy now. Now, I've got a thing to bring up. Those of you who belong to our little group, Camps for Fluffy, know that Shamika Ray, posted an interesting scenario, or something that's going on in her life that kind of fits in with what we're talking about tonight. And you know, we said that tonight's topic is about motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
And, Crush, explain to the folks how this seems that these two go together.
Explain how they go together? Well, first you got to explain...
Yeah.
What it is, they...
Explain to us the situation.
All right, so, Shamika posted a rant, so to speak, about a friend of hers. We're not going to use no names or anything like that. Supposedly, this person is a 25-year-old African-American female. She has 5 kids, and she is pregnant with her 6th child. She got 4 baby daddies, and 2 of them are cousins. She just went in on this girl, you know. She just put her on blast, so to speak, and, you know, told us all this stuff and stuff like that about this girl's situation. We could go into details, but I really would like Mika to be here to share with us. So.
Yeah.
That would be an awesome thing.
Just a side note, hint, hint. These are exactly the people they be talking about. The let's just say the general population be talking about when they talk about black folks, but then that brings up a whole other subject, which we're going to broach another time.
Mm-hmm. So, once again, we were talking about motivation. That's tonight's topic. It's going down like this. First of all, we can't talk about it until we define what is motivation. And motivation is the act or an instance of providing with the reason to act in a certain way. The state and condition of being motivated.
In other words, break it down in our terms, the shit that makes you get up your ass and do something.
Right. You know, it's a move to provoke, to prompt, to cause, to induce, you know, to get you going and to get you basically up and about. Tonight, I chose the reason why we came up with the term or the topic of motivation is because it's a brand new year, and a lot of us have set goals for ourselves. Doesn't happen just in a new year, but because it's a new year, we set goals for ourselves. And at the end, we realized that, you know, we didn't accomplish these goals that we set for ourselves because we lost the spark. We lost the motivation.
By the way, how many of your so-called New Year's resolutions have you already broken?
Me?
Not necessarily you, question, but just a general question for the crowd. How many of your so-called New Year's resolutions have you already broken?
You know, we can get into that. Right now I'm going to bring in 347-964. Hey, Pastor.
Hey, Madam.
What you there? Hello. All right. we'll get into that. What I was going to say, I was in the middle of saying something to a black reporter came with me left field or something. We were talking about motivation. It's the beginning of the year. We set goals for ourselves. And, you know, one reason why we don't accomplish those goals by the end of the year, by the time frame we set, is because we tend to lose motivation. How do you lose your motivation? Well, it can be a series of different things. One, you can be overwhelmed. Okay? You can cause, so much is going on, you don't know where to start, pressure, peer pressure, stress. I mean, you just end up losing that spark. Another one is discouraged. You know, you can be discouraged because you set a time frame or because you're not expect or you didn't receive the results or the acknowledgement of what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So you can be very discouraged. Other people's problems linger on to yours. That can also be a cause. So there's many reasons why we lose our motivation. And throughout the show, we're going to be sharing tactics and tips that have proven to work to help boost your motivation. One thing you need to know that motivation requires a balance of communication, structure, and incentives. So these topics, I mean these tactics and these tips should help you in your quest to keep yourself motivated. So get a pen, paper, or download the archive, and we're gonna continue on with our show. Right now, we got the 414 in the building. Al, what it do, Renee?
Renee.
Hey, y'all.
What's up, Renee? How you doing?
I'm okay.
Wait a minute. Not you two.
What?
You sound just as bad as we are.
Are you sick, Renee?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
I'm tired, but I ain't sick.
You see, back in Florida, everybody not sick because we sick. Everybody not sick because we sick. You know, that's something just for us. Anyway, if you want to join in the conversation about motivation, add your 2 cents, you sure can. Dial in 805-830-8320. Once again, that's 805-830-8320. So, Renee, tonight we're talking about motivation. How one can keep themselves motivated, how one loses their motivation, you know, how can we help our friends get motivated, how can we help ourselves get motivated. And throughout the show, I'll be sharing my motivation tactics, you know, to help with those things. But, you know, we're discussing now, how can one lose their motivation, Black Reporter?
Well, I think, number one, we lose our motivations by getting distracted and feeling that, oh, this has always been a part of me. I'll never change that. You know, this is always a part of me. This is just me. And we fall into that same rut. Agree? Disagree?
Yeah, agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could definitely be one. You got any, Renee?
You can lose your motivation by letting stupid people bring you down. You know, you gotta say, you know what I'm saying. You gotta know you. You gotta know the type of person you is, and you can't let somebody negative outlook on life affect you, because if you let people negativity affect you, you know what I'm saying, you're not gonna never have nothing.
Right.
At least that's what I tell my kids.
That's definitely true right there. So Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
My first tactic on trying to find that balance upgrading or, you know, finding that motivation that you need is consequences. Consequences. Never use threats. They'll turn people against you. But making people aware of the negative consequences of not getting results for everyone involved can have a big impact. This one is also big for self-motivation. If you don't get your act together, will you ever get what you want? You know what I mean? Like, you know, if I don't follow through with my show, then I'm gonna get the sponsors that I need for my show. You know, that's part of, you know, that's number one when it comes to motivation. You know, just
that's
remind
true.
Yourself that there's always a consequence to your actions, or there's always a consequence to your non-action. So that's my number one tactic. You know, always, you know, even if you have to sit down with a pen and paper, write down your pros and cons, and post them on your refrigerator, you know, for your goals that you set for yourself, can be a good tactic to use as well.
Negative reaction in reverse.
Huh?
Negative reaction in reverse.
A negative reaction in reverse?
In reverse. In other words, okay, if you don't do this, this is going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Breaking it down for us. Another tactic to use is pleasure. You know, something that pleasures you. You know, they used to put a carrot, you dangle a carrot, you know, a treat to a dog, you know what I mean? So, you know, the carrot on the stick technique, provide a pleasure reward. creates eager and productiveness in people. So, you know, that's a positive motivation as well.
Yeah. But for some reason, we always find a reason to go off the beaten path.
We'll find a reason. But, you know, if we keep these things in mind, these tips that I'm sharing with you, I'm sure we'll find our way back. I mean, everybody goes through those down, those slumps. And, you know, it's really hard. You got to really build yourself up, you know, especially if you're doing it by yourself. You know, that's the thing, if you're doing it by yourself. But another tactic we have is performance incentives, appealing to people's selfish nature. Give them the opportunity to earn more for themselves by earning more for you. You know, this applies to sex for me.
What applies to sex?
Repeat that again.
Right. Repeat that again, because I'm lost.
This performance incentive is a tactic. We're basically applying to people's selfish nature. You give them the opportunity to earn more for themselves by earning more for you.
Okay, I heard that part. But explain what you mean by that.
Okay, basically when you have a sex and you know, and you want to please your mate, you know, I'm going to say 75% of that is just me wanting to get pleased back. So if I put 110% into making sure that you are satisfied, you're going to give me at least 95% of that back to make sure I'm satisfied. You get what I'm saying?
Are you sure about that?
So this continues, you know, it's like a ripple effect, basically. And the same thing they say for men. You get what I'm saying? Like, men, they tell you, you know, these tips that they tell you, you're supposed to make a woman come twice before you get to her. You know, these are performance incentives. Because once you do that, you know, once you get satisfied, you know, the woman's going to be happy, and you'll be happy. What's that lead to? Breakfast in bed the next day. See? So, it's a system.
Damn, learn something new every day from the Crush Book of Sexual Habits.
I know. You haven't been reading the group thing, because I've been talking about this stuff lately. what else? Oh, we got somebody else who wants to join into the conversation. We're gonna
Hi, Louis.
What you said, 404?
I say this is Murray in St. Louis.
How you doing?
What's up, bro, man?
Hey, how y'all doing? What's the topic y'all talking about today? I just hopped online.
Okay, we're talking about motivation. And we're discussing tactics to keep you motivated and, you know, how one loses their motivation and how one can keep their motivation and be inspired and stuff like that.
Huh?
Did you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I did. Hold on.
Okay, yes, all right. Also from the 347-227 area code, what's up, Rick Smith?
Y'all already know who it is, the one and only Rickness. How y'all doing?
What's up, Rickness?
Who's that black reporter? What's going on?
Oh, it's SSDD, bro.
Okay, Rap, you got to break that down. What does that mean?
Same shit, different day.
Oh, okay, right on. Okay, cool. Okay, okay.
So tonight we're talking about motivation.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard my first three tactics on how to keep your motivation, but we talked about consequences. You know, when you let people know that if they don't get something done, this is bound to happen. Pleasure, when you provide pleasurable rewards to keep them eager and productive, and performance incentives. when you appeal to the selfish nature by giving the opportunity to earn more for themselves by earning more for you. So, you know, that also works in good in work environment, but I use sex.
Wow. Okay. That's what's up.
So we
should have warned you that before you walked in here, you should have brought your pen and paper.
Well, I'm by my desk anyway, so you know what I'm saying. I'm pretty much prepared with pen and paper. But that's interesting that you mentioned about, you know, the sex part. I mean, you know, when somebody is, I mean, if they want to be motivated just with anything, focus has to be a part of that. If a person is focused and they're, you know, allowing
that's
their mind, they just focus on whatever their goal is, you know, you being focused as an individual, that can keep you motivated. And if you're around somebody that's positive, they can motivate your motivation.
Right.
So it's like previously, you know, a couple hours ago when LaCrush was on the Wellness versus Illness show, which, you know, Holt X is debut every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, you know, LaCrush was actually talking about some wellness tips and some motivation
plug,
strategies
plug.
And stuff like that.
Shameless plug.
Right, shameless plug. But it's not a plug because I'm on that show. Once again, Wellness versus Illness show, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. to 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, with Rickness and the special guest co-host of Fresh Heart, 347-215-7038. For all those that need to call a number. Okay, moving on. Right. The topic was working with the
motivation.
Right. No, the topic on that show was work with a mental illness, and I did bring up motivation because no matter, you know, the environment, everybody needs to be motivated. No matter what we're doing, whether it be housework, whether it be, you know, got to clean your room, you got to vacuum the floor, you know, that you got to be motivated. You know, you turn your music on, you know what I'm saying? You pump your mood up, you know, you got to get the right mindset to accomplish what you need to accomplish. So, Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
What are some tactics you use to keep yourself motivated to come to Phone Fantasy Radio every week?
Well, to keep myself motivated to come to Phone Fantasy Radio and to keep it going is to make sure that we have topics in which people are going to want to discuss, people are going to want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Not just something like, I wonder where he got that from. You know, one of those situations. Mm-hmm. And like, to come up in the next few weeks, I've got to admit, we've got some very, very interesting topics. Like, for example, you and I were talking before the show about the situation about our people and this election. I'm sitting here watching the results of a campaign in which we have nothing to do with.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they are dogging our president up and down and all around.
Mm.
Yet the number of black folks in the state of New Hampshire, next to zero.
Mm.
You know, it's very, very few.
Mm.
So it's just that they're, quote-unquote, the first in the nation, and they're supposed to be the leaders on the Republican side, and you know, if we're going to let these Republicans...
All right, that's
know,
not motivating us to do anything.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's another topic. Be Black Reporter.
Yeah.
Always got to go to left field with Black Reporter, y'all. Always got to go to left field. All right, so... Other tactics you can use to keep yourself motivated is finding out detailed instructions. If you want a specific result, give specific instructions. If you want people to work better, you know, when they know exactly what it is that you expect from them. You know, and they know exactly what the job is. So, you know, number four is always clarify, you know, your instructions. If you want If you want something done right, you got to let them know what it is exactly you expect of them. And you get, you know, they'll be motivated because they know exactly what you need them to do. So they have no excuses.
Or,
like, oh, I didn't know.
Or you end up, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself.
That's not being motivated.
No, I'm just like, no, it's not. No, it's not. But
it is being motivated because you motivated to handle your own business.
Well,
you can't expect for somebody else to handle something that involves you. You got to do it yourself. You can't depend on other people. That's
well,
motivation
that,
by
that
itself.
If that was the case, we wouldn't have employees. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said it doesn't motivate, because my thing is this. If I hire you because you said you was a web designer and I told you to design my website, I gave you no details, then I can't expect you to do your job. However, if I said I want you to design my website, I want it to be blue, red, black, and gray, and I want it to say X, Y, and Z, and A, B, and C, and D, and G, then, you know, I can expect you, and I hope that motivates you to do your job, because if it doesn't, then either I'm going to have to fire you, and, you know, you don't get paid, and then ripple effect, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's something, you know, I understand what you're saying, Black Report, you know, you got to do it on your own, and, you know, sometimes it does, like, you know, if I wanted something, people are such assholes. Oh, I'm sorry, did I say that loud?
Yes, you did.
Sorry. Anyway, what was I saying? Okay, you know what?
If you want something done right,
do it yourself. Right. Short and long term goals. Use both short and long term goals to guide the action process and create an overall philosophy. You know, like by the end of this year, I want 5,000 listeners. However, each month, I'm going to have a goal of 25 listeners. So set goals for yourself. And short and long-term goals actually help. What do you think, Black Apollo?
That's a good point. That's an excellent point, because you've got to be both short-sighted and far-sighted as far as your goals are concerned.
All right.
What can be accomplished in now, and what can be accomplished in the future?
Exactly. All right. So we're gonna bring in the 404. You back with us, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
How y'all?
We're doing swell. What's your name? Where you from again? Ryan from St. Louis?
My name is Ryan, but they call me St. Louis. My Facebook page name is Ryan Shepherd.
Oh, okay. Welcome to
Welcome to the group, bro.
Yeah, I understand, man. I've just been down in Atlanta, I guess, for about a year. And I like this little radio. I'm going to start calling it often. I just got to know when it's more, like, when it's on live and stuff like that, so I can talk. But this sounds real interesting, though.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm just catching up, because it's like all I can hear is like everybody talking, and everybody, you know, can't be talking over everybody. But I be trying to be motivated myself sometimes, but it seems to me like it's just boring. It's too boring down here.
That way, down here, meaning where?
I live in Decatur, Georgia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
And like when I first came down here, I was staying with my mama, and I ventured off, and I got me a little lady now. But at the same time, this is boring.
Where's home for you, bro?
You say what?
Where's home for you?
Whereas home, St. Louis, Missouri, I can't go back.
Okay, and that can explain why. I mean, you're going from a metro town, a big city of St. Louis, to little backwater town of Georgia. I mean, no offense to any Georgians out there. I'm in a backwater town myself in South Louisiana, but you know, this is home for me. This is where I was born and raised. You know, and there are pluses and minuses in everything. So to get yourself motivated is to see, okay, what's around you? What can I take advantage of that I can use my talents to get better at? You know, something like that.
Also, you may want to try to find different hobbies.
Exactly.
Productive, basically.
Well, the thing of the matter is, are you talking about a job, bro?
No, actually, can I be honest and tell you something?
Sure.
I don't have no job. I'm waiting on like disability. I'm supposed to get disability here in a couple of months.
No problem. Because you're not the only one. Yeah, so
I would like to work though. I promise you, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me put you like this. If, okay, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Right now, I moved back home because I have a chance to create a African-American newspaper for my area. There was one at one time, but the lady who had put it together had given up after about 25 years. She gave up about 3 years ago. So since then, there's been none. And unfortunately, I've been under the weather, so I haven't been able to pick up where she left off right now. But once I get myself together and get myself a computer that I can knock this out on, then that's another story, you know. But it's the idea of getting motivated and getting to do this and everything. So it's the idea of your thoughts behind the motivation, your real, you know. Writing is my love, okay? Writing and talking are my love. You know, I'm a broadcaster, I'm a journalist. That I will always be. And the bottom line is the fact that do what you know, if you know what you're good at, do it to the best of your ability. That's the bottom line.
Right. Okay. We also gonna bring it back in 347-227.
Can y'all please let me know when the next time this radio station gonna be on? Cause I gotta get off this phone.
Okay, we'll be back. We on every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
9 p.m. Eastern time.
Yep.
All right, I'll hop back on there cause I gotta get off. I'll check y'all out next week. All right.
Okay. Bye bye. 347, still with us?
Yes, I had got disconnected. I'm back on. It's Rickness. I'm still here. Definitely Black Reporter. I'm telling you, pretty soon you're going to have your own show pretty soon. You're very good with talking. I'm telling you.
Hey, I mean, you know, that's you know, I just don't have the techniques that, well, the physical instruments to bring on a show and everything. You know, like I said, I need a computer and everything and several different things. But Crush was sweet enough to have me on as a partner, and it's been a good partnership.
Yep.
You know, and I appreciate that.
Okay.
No. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't saying nothing to break up the unity that you and Crush have. I was just giving you a compliment.
He was just recognizing your achievement, Black Reporter, which is another tactic.
Thank you. Thank you,
sir. 347-964.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, this is Skylar.
Oh, Skylar.
How are you?
Oh. Is this a Skylar from CSF?
Is it Fly Sky?
Yeah, I've been called that.
Fly Sky. What's up, Fly Sky?
Nothing. How?
Wait.
How's it going?
Crush. Is that Skylar from CSF?
Yes, that's Skylar from CSF.
Oh Lord.
That's how you go. Oh Lord.
You.
You.
Me and you gotta have a long talk, bro.
Hey, I'm so good talk.
Can I just say something? Is it me or Bob or just giggles like Cleveland from the Cleveland show? Okay, I didn't want to say. Nobody heard it? Okay.
Wait, we didn't understand. What was that?
I say you just giggled like Cleveland from the Cleveland show.
Oh, please.
You did. All right, Skylar, we're talking about motivation today. And what are some things that knock you off your feet and make you lose your motivation?
I can honestly speak from personal experience. There was a person in my life who I was with, and they asked me to do anything. I would drop whatever I had to do, regardless. Mm-hmm. They were like, I would say they were my biggest distraction and at the same time my biggest motivator. So
right.
It was kind of hard to choose between, like, because there are some times when I'm scheduled to do something, and it's important to other people, and I know it is, but if she calls me and say, well, I need you to help me with this, would you mind? I'm like, all right, no problem. And I would just quickly cancel whatever I was scheduled to do to, you know, do this with her. That was like my biggest flaw, because I would say, because I wanted to please her. And I didn't want it to, you know, bad or have her feel like I didn't care or anything.
Right.
That was my downfall.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, she was my biggest support in everything I did.
Mm-hmm.
She would help me. She would be there for me whenever I needed her, answer the phone, talk, text. If I needed somebody to talk to at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm pretty sure she'll answer her phone half asleep and all.
Ew. Hello?
Better you than me.
So it was hard. I say it was hard about a good year ago. And, like, even though that person is gone and out my life right now, it's still, like, I got better at that, at being my own personal motivator,
mm-hmm.
sticking to the things that I say.
Mm-hmm. All right. Some other tactics to keep the show going about motivation. We went over consequences, pleasure. We went over performance incentives, detailed instructions, short and long-term goals. Another way to keep people motivated is to be kind. Get people on your side, and they'll want to help you. Piss them off, and they don't want to do anything. They try to do something to screw you over, or, you know, they just don't want to be bothered with you. So, you know, you got to be kind.
Okay.
You got to be a pleasant person to be around, and a pleasant person to work for, you know. And that'll definitely keep people motivated. Like, oh yeah, Clarissa, she's a nice girl. I don't mind doing that for her. You know, I don't mind doing that for you. Yeah, you see how that worked for you, Skylar? You was nice enough. You know, you did stuff for her, and in turn, she was there for you when you needed that support. So, you know, it worked. Deadline. Many people, most productive, right before a big deadline. You know, you had a test or you had to study for a test. What you're going to do the night before the test? You're going to cram. You're going to study. So it got you motivated to go over to work. You know what I mean? Because you want to get an ace on that test. They also have a hard time focusing until the deadline is looming over their head. Duh. We're procrastinators. Okay, so you can use this. You can have mini deadlines before the big deadline. You know, you can put mini deadlines there. Like, you know, I want to do what I want to do and 2 days before the test, I'm going to study this and study that or whatever, and then you reward yourself, or you make it, you know, put a little personal incentive there. And by the time it's time for the test, you done accomplished what you need to accomplish, and you're not scramming and cramming at the last minute.
Now, I have something to add real quick. In the world of journalism and broadcasting, we are packed with deadlines. Up, down, all around, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I am the worst, absolutely the worst procrastinator of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, it seems like deadline pressure sometimes tends to bring out best work.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, is that just me, or have other people seen that?
I've seen that too. I've been that way. Many of times, you know, the night before the show, we need a topic, and 2 minutes before the show, we come up with the best topics, and sometimes we have one of the best shows. You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I definitely understand what you mean by that.
Yeah. So.
What about you, Rickness?
Fine,
how
I'm
are
listening.
You with deadlines?
Deadlines, you know what? I'm pretty much the type of individual that I got to get a job done. I don't like procrastinating because I have a big fear of failure. Seriously. And I'm very... a lot of times I'm really too hard on myself with it. Sometimes I need to relax a little bit. But when it comes to deadlines, I got to make sure that I'm on time with it. I'm very competitive with myself. So I really can't play around with stuff like that.
What about you, Skylar? How are you with deadlines?
I am the complete opposite. I work better in chaos. Like, if it's a report that I have to do, if I already have it in my mind, I know what it is, I would wait till, like, the last minute or the day before to do it. Because I think my mind is sharper. I won't have time to second guess what I'm writing down. I know whatever I'm writing down is 100% solid, focused, and this is what it's going to be. I don't have time to change it. Because I notice that sometimes when you do or plan ahead and you have great ideas, and then as time comes by, you think of more stuff or you second guess yourself on whatever. I'm like, I wait till the last. I like to have just that clear thought of I'm not worrying about time, I'm not panicking about it because I know what I have to do. I know I'm not going to get distracted by anything else. But I need that clear mind not to run so many ideas through my head where I get lost.
Well.
Exactly.
Okay.
Black reporter, we got Rickness.
From Brooklyn, New York. We have Skylar from Brooklyn, New York. We have Fresh Hearts from Brooklyn, New York. Yeah, it's a Brooklyn state of mind.
New York.
I figured she was going there.
You knew I was going there. I was motivated.
More than that.
That was some motivation right there. Everybody from Brooklyn, yeah. Like we're getting somewhere now. All right, let's make it move. I'm motivated. Come on, let's go. No,
now let this other Louisiana person get her 2 cents in.
Oh yes, Lady C, we're talking about motivation, and we asked the question: what are some things some people or places or whatever that causes one to lose their motivation.
Family can cause you to lose motivation, and friends.
I know that's right.
and wanting to be, I guess, a party animal or
ooh,
have fun.
Ooh.
And, oh, you can do it later. Wait a minute. You know, or someone who will put you down, who you think is in your corner. And you just, when you're ready, you say, I can do this, I can do this. All it takes is one person to come say, what are you doing? And then you second guess yourself. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a relationship like that, so my ex-husband was good at that with me. I mean,
mm-hmm,
I'd be like, oh, I got it. Because I'm one of those people, I'm a perfectionist when I'm doing work, homework, and things like that. And I would say, well, what do you think about this? And if he said something was wrong with it, I would shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, okay, I give up for a minute.
Ooh.
And I would have to make myself get back on track and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know. So, I mean, it's the reality is that people affect us. And what they say really does affect us and how we deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have those people that say, yay, oh, I'm so proud of you, it's good you can do it, but even with those you have the haters and who you don't know is like that, a frenemy. You know, you think they're a friend, they're an enemy, and, you know, you think they got your back, and just when you're about ready to step into what you need to do, they'll say something and just throw you all off track.
Right.
Let me see. Excuse me while I spray lights all around the control room because Rush and I are both a little under the weather. But we were just talking about deadlines here a second ago.
Right.
What's your theory on deadlines?
My theory on deadlines, it's good to have a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you, I mean, I'm a person who will procrastinate, but knowing that you have a deadline, it makes you want to do what you got to do. If it's a
mm-hmm.
serious step, I think deadlines are good.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, right now we're sharing our motivation tactics to help keep you motivated, and number 7 was deadlines. Another one we have is team spirit. You know, people work more effectively when they feel like they're part of a team and they don't want to let others down. When you have people depending on you, you know, you tend to want to put your best foot forward because, you know, you got people that, you know, especially when you're part of not even a school team, but if you have a project at work or,
right,
you know, especially like something like this radio show, you know, it's a team between Black Reporter and myself, and, you know, I know that, you know, and all the people that call in and support us, and I know that we have to keep it spunky and fresh and new, and, you know, so, and we want to make it fun for everybody. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
we work hard to come up with these topics and so forth and so forth. So that's a good one to have. Recognize achievements. Is number 10. Recognize achievements. Make a point to recognize achievements one-on-one and also in group settings. People like to see that their work isn't being ignored, which Rickness just did to Black Reporter. So Black Reporter got a big play smile on his face right now. But anyway.
Shut up.
Black Reporter had a big play smile on his face right now, but we don't get over that. Personal stake. Think about the personal stake of others. What do they need? By understanding this, you'll be able to keep people happy and productive. And Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
I forgot what I was going to say just now.
I was about to say, you might say my name. Okay.
Right, yeah, that's a
205.
You haven't done nothing yet for me to bother you on. Jeesh.
I'm trying to be good tonight.
Yeah, I see. You haven't done nothing, Lady C.
Still good.
Uh-huh.
You can tell he doesn't feel good because you know.
Normally, he'd be the first one, right?
But we love you.
I'm here.
You here? I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. If that's all
you want to keep
it,
we're at the corner. You want to beat it, right? Huh?
What was that? I ain't saying nothing.
Is that something?
205-830-8320. 205-830-8320.
Give us a call. Link on your phone. Who's on that? Huh?
Who number
is that?
Right. Do you mean
805-830-8320?
8320, yes. Right. That's the number.
Oh,
no. What
did I say?
205. Oops. You got somebody calling their house. Hi, did you?
I want to be a blogger.
Right. Why is this me, Crash? Lady's like, well, Crash.
Who are you calling for?
205. What's that?
Hello, white man.
Black reporter, you're motivating me to just stop the show.
Shut up.
Concentrate on the other outcomes. People do not like people standing over their shoulders. You know, focus on outcomes. Give people clear directions or instructions, and then let them do what they do because they do it well. And, you know, you just focus on, okay, this is my deadline. This is what I'm going to need. This is what I'm going to, you know, going to get. So,
thank you, Crush.
Concentrate on the outcome, which I do, which I let Black Reporter do all the time, and he always kicks himself in the butt. I try to focus on the outcome, but then Black Reporter comes in and I let him go, and then he just goes to left field all by himself. It's not supposed to be nice. Now this leads into my next tactic, Black Reporter. Constructive criticism. Thank you, Lady C. She already knows. Often people don't realize what they're doing wrong. Let them know. Most people want to improve and all make an effort, and will make an effort. They know how to do it. So, see how that works, Black Reporter? See?
Okay.
Also,
hi, Dolly.
Let people be creative. Don't expect everyone to do things your way. Allow people to be creative, creates a more optimistic environment, and can lead to awesome new ideas.
Exactly.
So if they feel like they have that creative outlet, and, you know, that motivates them to do and provide their best foot forward. What you think so far, Rickness?
On the credit criticism or the other comment you made?
All of them. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the credit criticism, you know what I'm saying, I do actually agree with that, because I had to learn how to accept when I was wrong and when someone was actually giving me some good information. A lot of times, if a person is on the outside looking in, a lot of times they're able to see more things about you than you're able to see about yourself. And if somebody is telling me something, that hits home, I need to be mad enough to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
So I really got a lot better with that. There are times where sometimes I don't want to hear it. Yes, that's true. I do have to think about it, and I say, you know what, that person was right. If I'm saying I'm a man, I need to own up to my shit. So, you know, it's like I said, it's gotten better. You know what I'm saying? With Black Reporter, you know what I'm saying? You know, you all right with me. You know what I'm saying? It was good to see you able to turn around and accept it, you know, what LaCruz was saying, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. See, Black Reporter? I know good, right, Lady Fish? I know good. Just always got to tick off Black Reporter. No matter what he does, we just got to tick off Black Reporter. But Black Reporter know he loves the attention, so he got to stop.
That's why I didn't say anything.
Huh?
That's why I didn't say anything.
So you love the attention, Black Reporter? You love being the center of my attention? the attention of my senses. Trust and respect. We give each other trust and respect, right, Black reporter?
That's correct.
Okay. Give people the trust
That's
and
correct.
Respect they deserve, and they'll respond to requests much more favorably, which is totally true. I give you trust and respect, Black reporter, and you give me results. Not
and
the ones
what?
I'm looking for, but they result. And
I give you I give you all the trust and respect that you deserve.
Right. And what I'm doing, Black Reporter, which is leading to my next tactic, is I'm creating challenges. You know, it says people are happy when they're progressing towards a goal. Give them the opportunity to face new and difficult problems, and they'll be more enthusiastic. See, Rickness, I'm not picking. I'm giving him a challenge. And when I challenge Black Reporter seems to actually go on a straight and narrow. Right, Lacey?
Right.
Don't you notice every time we laugh at Black Reporter, he always gets it right the second time around?
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
But what I said, these are some good tactics to use, people. They're proven to work. So, you know, so don't sleep on these tactics.
Rickness, take notes.
Yeah, I'm taking notes because these women on this on this show is super strong, and the crush. I'm trying to stay away from her. Black Reporter, I don't know if it's safe for me to jump in and try to bail you out. You notice I'm saying a lot of positive stuff. I'm trying to do the best I can to help you.
I can always use the help.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You notice I've been, you know, saying a lot of positive stuff and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? One brother to the next. So I don't know if you've been paying attention to it. Hey, I'm trying to let you know that, you know, I'm just the whole time I let you know, yes, you know, the man is messed up, but he can recover from it, you know?
Right.
But that's what a leader does, you know what I'm saying? But you talking about motivation, you know what I'm saying? How you can get motivated also is when a person make a mistake and somebody, they don't nail you to the cross or they don't purchase a one-way ticket to hell. You know, so they
exactly.
see your weaknesses and they encourage you how you can bounce back. That's what motivates
exactly.
a lot of people too. And that's how I got motivated.
Exactly.
Somebody said, oh, Eric, you messed up, but let's go to the drawing board. This is how we can do. You know, this is suggestions I'll give you. If you take it, then you know it's you got a guarantee to get better. So for me, even the crush said it. Yeah, she said
so
the second
the
when every time they get on your case, the second time you get it right, the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And do it even better the second time.
But one thing that I always do, Black Reporter, is what? I demand improvement. I love how all these motivational tips provide for you, Black Reporter. Each time someone
why is a vision of you in leather and a whip coming to mind?
That stable mentality. I'm just saying. That's that stable mentality. That's what that is right there. That's why you imagine that. Each time someone advances, raise the bar a little higher, especially for yourself. So always demand improvement to keep yourself motivated. Yeah, this is good, but I know I could do better. Make it fun. It's more enjoyable when it doesn't feel like work at all. Let people have fun, and the positive environment will lead to better results.
So, the Black reporter, aren't you having fun right now?
Why is that a loaded question right now? Why is that a loaded question right now?
Skylar, so what else is Skylar Lee with? Skylar.
Yeah. I am here.
Talk up, damn it. I'm trying to motivate you to talk up.
I'm observing and absorbing everything that's being said. And, I mean, as much as I can say, I'm not trying to get my head chopped off here.
We're not doing it. We don't
got
heads off.
I swear, y'all are so sensitive. So, I was always taught by my sister, a smart man listens before he jumps in.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very, very, very wise.
Before I jump in.
And as in my case, it's called engage brain before inserting foot in mouth.
But I do understand what you're going to do something. If you're going to do something, make it fun. Because if you don't enter, it's like that with the job. It's like that when you're doing anything else, a job or sex. If you're doing something and you're just like, oh, okay, I got to go do this again, it's not going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And like me personally, I work with kids, and I don't care the rowdy the kid is, I still go to my job with a smile on my face, and I still greet every kid the same way. I love this job. I love what I do. I would do it for free. I have done it for free.
And you see, that's the cool thing about doing something that you love, you know, doing something that someone that you would want to do, not someone would pay you to do, but you would pay someone to do, you know, and that's the cool thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that, again, like I said before, it's like that in sex, because I get more pleasure of knowing that the person who I'm with is pleased by me, knowing that I did everything that I could to get them where they need to be, where so they can relax and just like, oh, okay, he done took care of all my needs. And I can like, okay, as long as that's off and out of the way, now I can worry about myself. I'm always that pleaser when it comes to a person. I need them to be pleased. I need them to be satisfied. And I need to know that they're good. And then if I know that they're pleased and satisfied, I know when it's my turn, I can enjoy it a whole lot more.
Yeah, we went through that. That's called personal incentives. That's called performance incentives. No, I'm just playing. What else? We got a few more. Communication, which is keep the communication channels open by being aware of the potential problems. You can fix them before a serious dispute arises. So basically, I'm communicating to Black Reporter.
I can see my hands come up a lot in this segment.
Yes.
I wonder
yes,
why.
It is. Because it's 10:03 and you didn't do top of the hour yet.
You're listening to Home Fancy Radio. I knew it was close, but I didn't have a watch nearby me, and I'm on my normal watch that I use.
Mm-hmm.
You are listening to Phone Fancy Radio. Well, I'm sorry. You're listening to the Adult Zone on Phone Fancy Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am Black Reporter with your co-host, LaCourche Hart, with your main co-host, LaCourche Hart. Oh, yes. I know the correct. I know the correct myself. Yes, she needs a boss here. She needs a big boss.
It's
in more ways than one.
Yeah.
And you can give us a call at 805-830-8320, 805-830-8320. Join us. We'd love to have you on. We've got In the House. We've got Skylar. We've got Rickness. We've got Lady C. Who else is in the back there?
Somebody I'm not bringing on, but they left. Right, folks, get tuned in, Phone Fantasy Radio, the adult zone. We are talking about motivation. We've gone over some tactics. We done did consequences, pleasure, performance incentives, detailed instructions, short and long-term goals, being kind, having deadlines, being part of a team, recognizing one achievement, personal stakes, concentrate on the outcomes, trust and respect to one another, create challenges, let people be creative, constructive criticism, demand improvement, make it fun, communication, and two more is one is create opportunity. You know, give people the opportunity to advance and let them know that hard work will pay off. And a great example is with Black Reporter. I let him know, since he's hard working for Phone Fantasy Radio, that he can soon have his own show. That's how that works. And that is an opportunity to help him be more motivated to give us the awesomeness that he provides to the adults. See how that works out, people? I'm focused. I'm in this right now. I'm in this. I got this. The last one it has is mix it up. Don't ask people to do the same boring task all the time. A stimulated environment creates enthusiasm and the opportunity for big picture thinking. Master these weak points and you'll increase motivation with a bit of hard work. Dr. Porter, do you
feel motivated
now?
That's the way. Why am I hearing music?
Because Skylar got a noisy background.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I was doing homework.
You was doing homework? Your pen is that loud?
No, I don't have kids. I was doing homework for my kids.
I didn't say kids. I said pen. So. Your pen. P-E-N.
Hey.
Okay, he didn't get it. Whatever his head. All right, anyway. We'll get on. He didn't get that one. Motivated to let that go.
Yep.
Oh, man. What else did we talk about? We also talked about, once again, this thing always seems to pop up when I'm having these conversations. Another thing to keep you motivated is positive people, having a support system. People that's going to support you. People that's going to be on your side. People that believe.
Strong people.
Right, people that believe in your vision and want to see you succeed and provide you with that encouragement that you need.
Exactly.
It also help provide you with that release that you need, because one thing you must know that a lot of things can be stressful and overwhelming. You know, so that, you know, that's a good thing too, to have that support system on your side. Like Lady C and Renee and Rickness and Skylar and Black Reporter, that's my support system, because Phone Fantasy Radio has been going a long time.
Well, and to be honest with you, without people like Lady C and Renee and Rickness and a few other folks, we wouldn't be here.
Hello? Yeah, we would. I'd be talking to myself like I used to. We'd still be here. I just would have been talking to myself like I used to.
And that's not good. That's all.
You try to get things. No good thing. I know people that do that. They have a whole show and they actually talk to so they talk to you, but they never pick up the phone to answer and talk with them. I don't know if I could do that. I feel weird. I have interaction. I have interaction with the listeners. I need active listeners. So y'all motivate yourselves to store our number to your phone, 805-830-8320. Also, want to let y'all know, to go to www.phonefantasyradio.com. Click on the big blue sign that says enter to win $25. Sign up and tune in. Click here. And you see that
motivation.
Right. I motivate you to sign up to the Fantasy Listener Sweepstakes, which will end on Thursday, January 26th. So we got 15 days and 1 hour. Just go there. And it's a few things you can do. You can enter few things you can do to actually increase your entry. You have about 10 plus ways. You know, you go in, you sign in, you can like our page, both Minds and Black Reporters. You can follow us on Twitter. You can tweet about the giveaway. You can post it on your website. So we have many things you can do to help increase your chances of winning the big cash prize. You know? So that's definitely hot. That's hot. What you think, Lady C, about my sweepstakes? Lady C, left me? Anyway.
Lady C.
That's it. Also, there's a way you can win an Apple iPod 2 or an Amazon Kindle Fire. So, you know, go to my website. I got those things up there. I got all different types of features that we provide. We also got what we call a brand new feature called the Fantasy Friends Network. It's basically a way for us to promote the different shows that I support, Phone Fantasy Radio support, the newest members, iCandy Radio, they're up there, Wellness versus Illness, information about that is up there, and, you know, it's going to be building, slowly but surely, it will be building, so that's something you want to look into, friends.phonefantasyradio.com, so visit our website, we have a lot of things going on. What else, Thursday? It's going to be the bomb. I'm going to tell you, Thursday is going to be the bomb. Thursday is the big blah, blah, blah. Thursday is the boom, boom room. Yay!
Oh, Lord.
What?
No.
All right. Thursday, we're going to get a little naughty. The live lines will be open for you to share the good, the bad, and the sexy in the bedroom. You know, it's going to be a mature audience only. We're going to serve up an awesome playlist of great tunes from yesterday, today, and tomorrow in R&B, soul, spoken word, blues to get you in the mood. So you want to call in live to 805-830-8320 this Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Crush Groove with the Crush. The Boom Boom Room. Black Reporter, you motivated to call in?
I'm not co-hosting.
I don't know what you're doing. also, I want to remind people, send in your song requests and dedications as soon as possible to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, and we'll definitely add it to the playlist. You're not co-hosting? You going to co-host?
I've got to get my old school list ready for whenever you do an old school.
Put it in. Send in some songs for Saturday. I mean, for Thursday. Why I think so?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Send in some songs. Did you just not hear me say R&B
song? Well, yes, I did.
Spoken word. Oh.
Yes, I did.
Just didn't register. Is that what it is?
Anyway. 805-830-8320, 805-830-8320 is our phone numero, and give us a ringy ding ding, and we'll hear what you got to say.
So, Rufus.
Yes.
Tell us what's going on the Wellness versus Illness show next week.
Well, briefly, just pretty much giving out wellness tips and strategies, you know, for individuals who have a mental illness. You know, I believe, you know, this is my personal opinion. I believe there's a lot of people out there that's not ready to expose or make themselves vulnerable that they have a mental illness. And, you know, me personally, you know, I'm comfortable with my own skin. You know, I don't have a problem telling anybody I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and current depression. And a lot of things happened in my life that caused that. And, you know, now I'm able to, you know, address my issues, and I'm able to help other people address their issues. It's nothing to be ashamed of. You talk to almost anybody, I guarantee you somebody got some shit going on currently in their lives or something that happened. You know, I believe a lot of people have something. But the point is, you know, it's not necessarily a matter of being ashamed of it. It's just the fact of receiving some type of help. And, you know, that's is what the show is about. It promotes wellness. You know, like, it goes along with your show a lot, LaCrush. I'm so happy that you got the show about motivation. I think mm-hmm. I was seeing Black Reporter or yourself was mentioned about support network and having strong people surround you and stuff like that, you know, and that's uh-huh. very good. If I didn't have Black Reporter, if I didn't have strong people around me, I wouldn't be the man I am today. I wouldn't be on this show talking to you guys. So I'm so glad that you two got together and definitely had the show. But that's what Wellness versus Illness is about.
Oh, we appreciate it. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. Can I just go ahead and expose because I'm motivated to do so? They're going in on Camp Super Fluffy. We got motivation is the key to any and everything you do. That's what they told. So.
Okay. You know, Crush, we've waited for her long enough. Let's just go to the camp and examine what we saw this morning and discuss it a little bit.
What?
The situation that we mentioned at the first part of the show, and we said we were going to wait to see if she showed up and everything.
Y'all some mean hand and shit now, like.
How?
Well, she said she's gonna live stream it, so we're not men haters.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all think I'm a man hater?
What am I?
I don't know. They call us men haters.
She's scatting, no wonder. She's chatting.
I'm not a man here. Am I a man here? Do I man bash on the show? Hello? Anybody? No?
What?
Nobody said no, right?
No, I didn't.
I personally don't think you are. I think you're just, you know what you want and you know what you expect. So.
No, nobody thinks you're men bashing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. All right, so this young lady that we was talking about, she's 25 years old. She got 5 children, 4 different baby daddies. 2 of the baby daddies are cousins. She's currently pregnant with her 6th child. She stays in a 1-bedroom apartment with her mom and sister, who is also currently pregnant and 19 years old.
Tyler, when you read that this morning, what went through your mind? Tyler?
Yeah.
Okay,
hello.
Okay,
hello.
Here you are.
Yeah.
When you read that today, what went through your mind?
When I wrote what?
When you read that today in the group, and I know you did, what went through your mind?
Honestly, for those who don't know me, I'm what you call
jive when you meet me in person. I'm not really as active as I am either in the group or, you know, on the phone. I don't know. My personality tends to change when I get around people who I really don't know and socialize with. So at that time, when I'm in the group, I always write how I feel, like something that I wouldn't normally say in person because most people can take my mouth the way it is. So for that reason, I was just having fun.
Okay, well, we're not talking about that. We were talking about something else.
Okay, wait. What were you talking about that I said?
See how he's not motivated to listen to us, Black Reporter?
We were talking about the...
We're talking about the young lady.
Shamika talked about the young lady.
Stop throwing people up, Black Reporter. We're talking about the young lady that has 5 kids and 4 baby daddies.
Yeah. And I said, what went through your head after you read that? Because I know you read it.
Oh. I think this is one of the reasons why I feel strongly that some people, I say it as a joke, but it needs to be a law on how many kids you can actually have. I mean, some people just have kids. Some people just have kids because they feel like it's Tuesday. They ain't got nothing else better to do. Let me have a baby. You have no way of taking care. You have no way of taking care of one child, but you have 5 and 1 on the way with no means of taking care of yourself, no home, no nothing. These children have to literally struggle now. Because you are inconsiderate. I mean, don't get me wrong, for a person who loves kids, for a person who works well with kids, I get it. But I grew up in a household where I had 6 siblings, and it was just my mother trying to take care of all of us. And she did a great job. She busted her ass when it came to us. But she had her own place. She had food on our table every day. She worked.
We all
were taken care of because she decided that if she's going to have these kids, she knows what she has to do, and she did it. But for these people now who are having babies just because they want a baby shower, but you ain't got nothing to put the stuff in or money to pay for the baby shower or money to pay for the baby when Tommy gets one, but you have a baby. You walk around with Jordans and Pradas and all this stuff on your feet, but you don't have your own place to put your baby. Your baby doesn't have a crib. Your baby doesn't have Pampers. It's crazy. Like, how could you, why would you bring a child into this world and you can take care of it? You have to put yourself aside before that. When you have kids, your own personal well-being stops. You live for them so they're able to take care of themselves. That's something I'm passionate about, and I can't take stupidity.
And that's why we're glad you're on, you know, and this is the place where you can voice that, you know. 805-830-8320 is the number, 805-830-8320. You know, we want to hear your opinion and everything. If you don't know what we're talking about a post that was posted in on Facebook in Camp Super Fluffy, which is owned and run by our own one and only Crush Heart. The Super Fluffy for herself. And it was from, you know, one of our regular members, Shamika Ray. And
why are you blowing people's names up? This is supposed to be confidential, Black
Reporter.
Black
Reporter. Well, no. I'm only calling people's names out because she posted it.
So
it was posted
they
under
don't
her
know
name.
They don't know that.
They gonna know it when they go there.
They don't know that. Well, let them know that when they go there. Stop blowing people up. You know, people don't like that.
Okay.
Black
All right.
I mean,
okay. All right.
I mean,
tell too much. Can't tell Black Reporter.
I mean, even on top of. I mean, even on top of that, what happened to the basics of birth control? Condoms, the IUD, what happened to that? What happened to birth control pills? What happened to the morning after pill? Like, seriously, you don't really necessarily have to keep. There's ways to stop it. Like,
but she does.
To prevent pregnancy.
you know, one thing about this young lady, from what has been explained, is this young lady has a mindset that she's going to have at least 10 kids. So
do you have 10 kids money?
So she has that, you know, she has that mentality. So it's like by any means necessary, and by whom ever.
But you know something, and I don't really want to say this like this, but some folks in the deep back country are only comfortable when they come from families that are that large.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's,
I see that happen.
That's crazy. That's the mind. I mean, my grandmother, she had 16 kids.
Ooh.
She had 16 kids by one man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my grandfather made it necessarily to take care of all these kids. My grandmother was a lawyer. My grandfather did construction. He owned his own construction company. So everything, they had the means to take care of these kids.
Yeah.
So I understand, like, a large family. And I would say out of everyone, out of all my grandmother's kids, my mother had the most because she had six. Well, it was seven of us, but my twin died. That's another story. But she had the means to take care of us. I mean, first, do you understand, like, some people don't get, like, to bring attention to one child is a 24-hour job.
Mm-hmm.
How are you supposed to with all 10? And then when these 10 children grow from babies to teenagers, they don't understand that resentment will come. Because they will see, they will be going to school, they will be seeing all these other kids and how better off that they are and the things that they have and the things that they don't. And that brings resentment towards the mother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then, I can't even think about the possibilities. I'm just going to shut up right now because it's making me mad.
I'm sorry, Skylar. Didn't mean to do that.
Yeah,
no, because it's not a bad thing, but it's seriously, people have to start thinking about when you want to bring a child into this world. It's not for fun.
Uh-uh.
Granted, you can love sex as much as anybody, but bringing a life into it, it's a different story.
My question is this, Black reporter: how does this leak into motivation?
How did what?
How did this lead into motivation? You said it led into motivation. So
well,
how
it does lead into motivation in the sense of motivate yourself to go in a different direction. Not to be so promiscuous. What am I saying?
Mm-hmm.
Motivate yourself not to be what's the word I want
to
use?
To live in outside of your means.
Exactly.
That too.
That too. That
so
too.
Basically, we're using this story or this young lady. What I can say, you know, she's not the only young lady that, you know, she's out in St. Louis or something like that, but she's not the only young lady that's doing things like this. My thing is this, she's 25. You get what I'm saying? She's 25. She had her first child.
This is supposed to be the time where you're, quote, unquote, getting your brain and not losing your mind?
Right. Her children, ages 9, 5, 4, 2, and 1. Like, you're not even basically giving your body or giving yourself a break. You get what I'm saying? Like, all you've done from the age of 18 to 25 is have babies. Like, you're not even giving yourself a chance to let your body or let your mind cope, you know? And I think, you know, we also got to look at, you know, this lady's not financially stable. She's not stable in any way. You know what I mean?
I'm surprised. Surprised that the state has not stepped in to remove these kids.
Actually, the state has you know, stepped in. She did have two of her kids taken away. She had like two or four kids taken away. And I think she has two of that living with her now. You know, she had went out of town, chased it after some guy, and he took the children away. And I think she got two of them back now, something like that. That's kind of confusing about how many she has in custody like that. You know, but, you know, after all that is said and done, the bottom line is she's pregnant again.
This is not, you know, with this being an election year in which we're trying to reelect our first black president, to have politicians just throw up the word black and say, oh, no, I didn't say that, you know, and realize, well, shit, yes, you did. You know.
Well, oh no. Richness, what do you think about our story? Richness?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry about that. What did you say?
I said, what did you think about our story?
You know what? I was like in deep thought. You know, I mean, but as far as an aspect of what that other individual was saying, as far as, you know, yes, you know, you can have a sexual appetite, but at the same time, you know, it's best to be responsible. You know, you don't want to, I mean, this world is already, you know, wicked by itself. So, you know, a lot of folks, you know, it's good to produce kids, but, you know, to think twice about bringing a child in this world for one. And then, you know, I like what he said, you know, a lot of women, they get so excited about the baby shower, but then after the baby shower is over with, then what happens after that? You know, the baby goes through traumatic situations and stuff like that. And then you have another individual that grows up that possibly may develop a mental illness because they're traumatized.
Two of them suckers crying at 3:00 in the morning.
Right.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's too many.
You know, I am 52 years old. Mine were 6 years apart. They are now young ladies. And I would like to think that I raised them to a point to where they understand that you don't just lie down for a man, and to see that they're both, the one's 22, the other one's 16, neither one of them's ever been pregnant. And I want to thank God for that.
So, yeah. I'm 21. I ain't never been pregnant.
Huh?
Nothing. Since we're on the topic of pregnancy, can we get into some entertainment news? This past Saturday.
Shut up,
Black Reporter! Let me get my thought out first before you start going in. The Notorious B.I.C. That's what they call her online right now. The Notorious B.I.C. graced us with her presence this past Saturday. Jay-Z and Beyonce, little girl, Blue Ivy Carter was born. And the internet went in a frenzy. They did not know what to do with themselves.
9,700 tweets per second.
It's
supposed to be broke Twitter.
They broke Twitter. The website was crashed down and everything, right? They wrote a little note on their website, about the baby coming, she was born naturally. They made sure to put that in there. She was born naturally. It wasn't by C-section. She was born naturally on Saturday, or it was July 7th. And, little baby girl. Jay-Z has wrote a song about his little baby girl, with supposedly featuring her crying on the set, on the track, recording her crying.
And why Blue Ivy? Blue is, I think Jay-Z had a album having to do with the color blue, and Jay-Z has always been into the Roman numeral 4, Ivy, and he just loves that number. So
actually, it's not. It really, you know, I don't think there's any way of telling what these people were thinking when they named the child, honestly. I mean, I think that's just ridiculous. I mean, it's speculation, yeah, you know. They even say Jay-Z has a fourth Blueprint album coming out, Blueprint 4, so that could be it too, Blue, one, Ivy, you know, Blue Ivy. It could just be a mystical name for them. Like, we don't know these things, we just speculate. You know, so forth and so forth. But they made a big deal about it on the internet. So I just made sure, like, you know, that motivates some people to start having babies now so they can name their babies Blue.
That's true.
And it's sad, exactly. It's sad to say, but it is true. It might just happen. Skyly, still with Skyla. Lady C.
Yeah. I'm
okay. Lady,
you might quiet over there. What's up?
Lacey, you came back to us? Yeah. Okay.
Well,
you know.
The whole Beyonce and Jay-Z baby thing. I'm a big Jay-Z fan. I have almost every album that he's ever came out with. And I tell everybody, and they're like, well, you're not excited about his baby? I'm like, I didn't have the baby. So,
exactly.
Like, what can I do? It's not like I can go bring a baby a present anytime I want to or anything like that. I was like, as long as the baby is here, happy, healthy, that's all that matters. I wish them the best with their child, and that's all you can do. Be happy for what they have and make sure they have a healthy baby and it's raised right and knows the value of life. That's all you can do. Just ask for a person and a baby. I'm not going to go get the baby name tattooed on me and, oh my God, did you see the baby? And every week, did you see the baby's picture on the internet and da-da-da? No.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal. Men and women have babies all over this country. It's not that, I mean, it's an important part of life, but it's not that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right, sure. Right.
I mean, if that's what you do, if it's your baby.
If it's anyone's baby, I know when I have my children, I'm making it the biggest noise ever. But that's my child. I'm not expecting JC to be like, oh, yeah, Skyla having a baby. You need to come check this out. And no. Just treat them, they're normal people. They're just celebrities, but they're still normal people on the inside.
Exactly.
He's in trouble trying to conceive a baby, so it's a blessing. Let's leave it at that.
Right. Supposedly they had a miscarriage and all types of stuff. Like, I don't care about all that. let's see. They hear Freaky inside the chat room about our topic, Black Reporter.
What?
People saying they could be somebody's motivation. Oh, you think so? Yes, I know so.
Oh.
You need some motivation too. I have a lot to give.
Sounds like some of these Facebook rooms I've been visiting lately.
Mm-hmm. I am motivation. I need some of you then. What?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God.
You can't handle me. I think so. I think it's other way around. I can handle anything you swing my way. I have to protect that. I'm like other people you know trust. Ooh. they
we
motivated
got
in that
the house.
They motivated in that.
Thank God we run a clean family show here.
Right, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, wink, wink. Well, anyway, Black Reporter.
How much time do we have left, dear?
20 minutes.
Okay. 805-830-8320. Yes, that's the enough time for you to call and give your 15 cents in. As you know, we consider it more than just 2 cents here. So, I am Black Reporter. She is the Crush Hearts. This is the Adult Zone on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Uh huh.
We're here for you every Monday night. Not Monday,
right.
Just for me. Every
right.
Tuesday night. Tuesday.
Oh, okay, right.
It feels like a Monday. That's the reason why.
It do? Feel like a Monday?
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like a Monday.
Mm-hmm. All right. Folks, we have... we'll be back here next Tuesday as well at 9 p.m. Eastern. 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, as we always do. Next week's topic, next Tuesday, we'll talk about self-help. Or not to self-help. We'll be discussing if self-help experts is a waste of time, and why do some people, or how do some people become addicted to self-help gimmicks, so to speak. You know, it's a billion-dollar business. People always try to find the quickest way to make to improve themselves, and sometimes they even go overboard. So we'll be talking about that on next week, the 17th, at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Well, I mean, it also comes down to the situation in which we're talking tonight about motivation.
Uh-huh.
What's going to really make you motivated enough to do what needs to be done in your life?
Uh-huh.
You know. That all boils down to the same thing also.
Mm-hmm. Also, I've been neglecting my board because I didn't even go to the board. Out of the 614, what up?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, John, how you feel?
You tell me, guy.
No, I feel good.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Okay. How much of that wild turkey left?
No, not much.
All right, so motivation. We're doing a boom boom room on Thursday. We can talk about motivation tonight, John. You want to add anything to the conversation?
Yeah. I think more communication. 50-50 communication with sex, you know, it can't be all sex,
mm-hmm.
even though it's good, you know, but you don't want to get too bored, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're talking about motivation, you know, what motivates you, you know.
Good conversation, you know.
Good conversation.
Well, mind is a terrible thing to waste, ain't it?
So true.
Yeah,
so true.
You know.
We
got
all right.
Anybody else on the board?
Yeah, everybody's on the board. But anybody talking? We got
Anybody you haven't brought up.
Oh, no, that's good. We got Skylar. We got Lady C.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
We got Lady C disappeared on us. She put us on hold, and she disappeared. She hasn't been back yet. Lady C. I don't know. She just left us.
Aww.
I know. We were talking, and then it just stopped. She just disappeared. She just disappeared.
Like, oh well. I hope she reappears.
She could be frightened.
My hunger. But she's still online. Well, then again, we've had that happen before, right?
Yeah.
We've had that happen before. Alright.
Had that happen to our host.
Huh?
Had that happen to our host.
You're not supposed to
falling asleep on the air.
You're not supposed to blow me up. Yes,
yeah.
That has happened many of the times. I was on the air. I was doing a cam show or something wicked, and I fell asleep. So what?
Well.
I'm yawning now. So what? I had a blast. Yeah.
I gotta say this. I saw a promo for a movie where the movie is called What's Your Number?
Uh-huh.
And they're gonna be playing it on pay-per-view.
Right.
And evidently one of the main characters is a gynecologist. And I think the gynecologist doesn't recognize the woman by facial recognition. But he goes down below and he says, "Oh, hello, Mrs. So and so." That just made me die.
Oh, right. No, I get it. Okay, I gotta see that movie.
The only way he recognizes her by looking at her.
Oh,
coochie.
Her BJJ. I've seen that.
Okay.
He was gay, wasn't he? Was that the white gay or the black one?
No, he's a gynecologist.
Right, the black one was gay, though.
Yeah.
The black guy dated her. He was like, if I didn't date you, I wouldn't know that I was gay. Anyway, we're going to end the show early for a couple of reasons. One, you said,
aw.
Aww. I said, aww. We only ended it 10 minutes early. Jesus, golly. It ain't like we had a whole lot of time left.
True.
Skylar.
I'm here.
You gonna call me later, babe?
Sure.
So we can motivate each other.
Oh, and Skylar. You will say hello to my friend for me, right?
I will.
Who's his friend? Who's his friend? Now he wanna talk
to our friend.
Now he wanna talk to Cole. Who's your friend?
This is the thing. I don't even know.
A girl you imitated earlier today on that same page, Crush.
I imitated?
Yeah. You did a video? You did two videos, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, Skylar.
I'm just going to just smile and just nod my head like, yeah.
What, Skylar? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, if you need a hand,
I'm
need a hand or two. You know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What you doing tomorrow afternoon, Skylar?
For those of you who are new to this show, when it gets late like this and we looking for things to talk about, yes, we do talk about sex.
So, all right, folks. Tomorrow I am
Wednesday.
I know tomorrow is Wednesday. Why is it like that? Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Where?
Why is it like that? As soon as I find out, let you know. I can't find what I'm looking for. Tomorrow is Wednesday. And it is
hump day.
New Heights Bar and Grill in Brooklyn, New York, tomorrow afternoon. And they got $3 drinks and wine and 25-cent wings.
And where is that at?
Right.
25 cents.
No, he's not selling for 50 cents.
Oh.
Wait, where is that at again?
It's in Brooklyn. You going to come and meet me there, Skylar?
Mm. I'm trying to figure out where it's at because, you know, I live in Brooklyn.
Schenectady and Bergen.
Sorry. I ought to move to Brooklyn, man.
Schenectady and Bergen? That's right over there in my neighborhood.
Exactly. You going to meet me there? Free admission, doors open at 3 p.m.
See, I'll be at work at that time.
What time do you get up for work?
6.
Oh, well.
See, nigga. Every time something fun comes up, I'm always at work. Well, I'm not complaining.
Right. Don't
great to have a job.
Right. So that would have been
good. I might see if I can let the kids out early.
Hey, let them out early. I want to go. I'm going to go for a couple of hours.
Oh, I wish I could come.
I'll be there probably around 5. I'm going to try to get there around 5.
John, I'm not even further than you. Don't even talk about me.
I'm going to be there 4:30 and 5. I'm trying to be down there between 4:30 and 5. It depends on how I feel tomorrow. But I'll be there.
Oh.
I gotta go show support.
Well, we hope for a speedy recovery.
Right.
You know, I heard you wasn't feeling well.
Right. Black reporter, you told her I wasn't feeling well.
Huh?
Nothing.
What the
fuck is this with this nothing?
Like my
10-year-old niece.
Nuh-uh. What you doing, man? Nuh-uh. Always doing something. Always getting
ignoring that guy got her hands in something that he shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, yes.
Not me.
What the hell was that?
John being freaky again.
That's what it sounded like.
Right. John is a quiet freak. He always quietly just throw his little 2 cents in there thinking nobody heard him. But I heard you, John. I heard you.
Yeah, exactly.
John would say something under his breath. Let it be right directly into the phone.
Make sure it tastes rolling.
It is. On that note, folks, it's been a pleasure. I had fun tonight. We got our topics down. We got our tips out there. You know, it's 2012. You know, try different ways to keep yourself motivated. Let the stress roll off your shoulders. And, you know, let's make this a year to be productive and accomplish all the goals and deadlines that we set for ourselves for the brand new year.
And for a first show of the new year, I must say this is a very good show.
This is our first show.
You know, we got off on the right foot. Next week, we're going to continue on with all these self-help gurus and topics and books and everything, and do they know what the hell they're talking about?
Oh, all right. On that note, thank you, Skylar. Thank you, John. Thank you, Lady C. Thank you, Rickman.
Thank you,
Renee. We appreciate y'all calling in, showing us love,
thank
holding us down tonight. Skylar, call me later.
Will do.
You say that, but you'll never call. That'll be fun. Go ahead.
No, I am. You ask for me to call, so I'll call.
I have to ask for you to call?
Ooh.
You get a better.
12 weeks. That's the first time you normally get it. I know I've heard this expression, a closed mouth don't get fed.
This is true.
He stopped me.
So when you want something, you don't react for it.
He stopped me, y'all. He stopped me. Okay, you got that. You got that. You got that. You got that.
You got Have that. A good night, and I will speak to you later on.
Good night.
Tyler, it was cool talking to you for the first time, bro. Have a good one.
Mm-hmm. You too.
All right. Go ahead, Black Report. Let's go.
Have we gone around the room and gotten a good night from everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
What time you want to say good night to everybody, John?
Whatever.
Okay, Black Report.
Rickness, you still there?
No, he left there.
Okay. What time there was has ceased to be. There is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow is ahead. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. We will see you once again on
Thursday.
We will see you in 8 days. Crush will see you on Thursday. With Crush Cruise. And until we meet again, you are in, and we are outie.
Outie, folks.
Good night.
Peace out. Good night.